Members of the Al-Qusair family of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, were once great admirers of the United States, but America's war in Iraq has deeply angered them, and they, like many other Saudis, say they're hoping for an American defeat. From Riyadh, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
It's a lazy weekend day in the Qusair household. Tufik, Iman, and several of their six children tuck into some homemade chocolate cake, a seeming moment of normalcy were it not for the war weighing heavily on everyone's minds, a war which Iman calls illegal and unjust.
This is terrorism. It is not against terrorism. It's terrorizing the whole world and tomorrow's generation.
A professor in the English department at King Saud University here, Iman says she's so appalled by America's actions, she's turned down several recent invitations to American embassy events. Her daughter Aisha, a senior at King Saud University and long a fan of American culture, says she's protesting the war by boycotting American products and fast food chains like McDonald's and Burger King.
It's just I feel I hate them. You know, even my friends around in university, it's like the taboo to go and buy things from there because we feel they no longer represent anything that is human or acceptable by us as human beings.
The family's growing hostility toward the United States is in stark contrast to their once warm feelings for the country. Tufik and Iman spent more than 5 years studying in the U.S. in the late 70s. Tufik got his Ph.D. in physics at Iowa State University in Ames, while Iman earned her master's in English there. Back then, the couple fervently believed that America stood for justice, democracy, and respect for human rights, but no longer. Tufik says he still admires the American people, but the Bush administration, he says, is pursuing criminal policies.
And I think these guys, they want always oil. They want always to sell more weapons. They want always to control more areas. And I think if you want to go back to peace, it's better to kick these guys out of their positions, you know, and to gain your America again.
In the meantime, the family says it's proud of the Iraqi army for resisting American forces and not at all surprised that the Iraqis have not welcomed the Americans with open arms. 15-year-old Sultan. If they surrendered, they'd be giving up their country to America, he says. The Iraqis, like most Arabs, says his father, view the U.S. invasion not as a liberation, but as an occupation. Even worse than having the much-hated Saddam Hussein in power, says Tufik, is having what he calls an American colonial presence in the region. The Qusair family rooted for the U.S. during the last Gulf War, but Aisha seems to speak for the whole family when she says she hopes American troops will be defeated in Iraq.
Why are they there? So as long as they put their foot in the wrong path fighting other people, then, well, it's their fault. And I do believe I want Iraqis to win. And I would not want them to lose.
But even if the Iraqis are defeated, Tufik says the U.S. will end up the loser in the long run, hated by most of the world. Iman sadly agrees, saying her own family will certainly never return to the U.S. as long as Washington pursues such unpopular policies.
It's not the America I used to know. The new present administration has managed to lose all its friends.
Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.